Boys and girls, I was sitting at home this afternoon trying to figure out what my homily should be. I knew it was going to be super important, and I wanted it to be the best homily you've ever heard, so you'd never forget it. But I don't think I did it. We'll see. Because we have here people from all over the place, from Nebraska, grandma and grandpa from Nebraska, grandma and grandpa from South Dakota, all the way from the Holy Land, Ireland, right? That's the Holy Land. Somebody from Ireland, France? Is that what you said? There's somebody from France? There's people from all over the world here to be with us tonight. So I was sitting at home with a blank sheet of paper trying to think about what I was going to say. And I kept hearing, now, how many times do we hear God is love all over inside those readings, both of those readings? Father said at the last Mass, 9 times in the second reading and 9 times in the gospel, love, 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 love. So I started doing a bunch of research, because that's the first thing you do when you start a homily, is you start to do some research. So I read something called God is Love by a Pope, Pope Francis, or Pope Benedict. It was the very first document that he put out. And I read that and I thought, you know, I don't know. I read some commentaries. I looked at some old homilies that I had on the subject. And it was all good stuff. It was philosophical, it was theoretical, it was theological, all those big words, but it didn't really touch my heart. And so I thought, well, what is love? Where do we see signs of love? Where do we see love every day? We see love in your parents. You see love in your grandparents. You see how your grandparents love each other and how they love you. Maybe you love your brother and sister. Maybe you should love your brother and sister more. Maybe you love your friends. So I was doing all this, and I was thinking about all those examples of love, but I was sitting there in my little chapel that I have at home. It's a little makeshift chapel, and I had the Blessed Sacrament there, and I was in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And I thought, well, there it is. There's love right there in front of me. My Lord Jesus, right there in the Eucharist. And then it dawned on me, this is the best example of what love is. It's the source of love. It's the perfect love. It's what we're all striving for, all in that tiny little white host that looks so plain and normal. There's a guy who was an archbishop back in the 1950s. His name was Fulton Sheen. You've never heard of him. But he said something so profound. He said, the greatest love story of all time is contained in that tiny white host. So what is that host? Well, we talked about it all the time in second grade. We've been talking about it all year long, that it's the body and blood of Christ, that even though it tastes like bread and it tastes like wine, it's still Jesus' body and blood. That he's really there, present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, all those big words that we talked about. And all of that's fine, and that's great. But there has to be more. Jesus being present to us in the Eucharist is more than anything in the world, more than anything the world can offer us. Just him being there, present, in that tiny white host, containing his body in that drop of his blood. They are the foundation of everything we are. And Jesus has been waiting this whole life, your whole life, but also from all eternity. That very first moment when the whole world was created, God began to wait for you to come along. And all of creation waited for Jesus to come along. And now we have him here tonight. We have him here on the altar because God is love. And he doesn't love like in an action like we do, but he is love itself. And that's hard to understand. That's hard for even a smart theologian to understand, let alone a dumb one, right? But it's hard to understand how God is love. So every time we love, we look like God. Every time your mom and dad love each other, they look like God. Every time your grandma and grandpa love you, they look a little bit like God. There's no limits to God's love either. He puts no limits on it. Sometimes we try to do that, don't we? We try to put limits on our love. Maybe only so far will love. Peter did that, St. Peter. He said, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? And what did the Lord say? 7 times 77 times. And what that means in Scripture, it means an infinite number of times. So if your brother and sister hit you or do something, you have to forgive them an infinite number of times. And every time you do, you look like Jesus a little bit. When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, which you'll do for the first time tonight, we bring him into our very self. We bring him into our body. We're changed into that love. And as we're changed into love, the love that God is, and we begin to act as he does, and he did, we begin to love one another and fulfill that command that Father Kevin had proclaimed. And so I'm so excited, boys and girls, to be here with you tonight on your first communion, the most important day of your life. Your parents have been preparing for this since you were born, since you were baptized. This is the most important day because today you begin to be changed into God's love. In your baptism, in your first confession, you prepared for this moment. And all the other sacraments point to this very moment of yours. And so today, God's children here enter into the greatest love story of all time. You enter into that love story that is in that tiny little white host.